Radio Prague News.
The Visegrad Group is to meet to discuss the migrant crisis. President Zeman says if the EU does not reinforce its borders, the migrant influx could turn into a tsunami. And Kevin Dahlgren, a 21-year-old US citizen wanted for the murder of four of his Czech relatives, has been extradited to the Czech Republic. The prime ministers of the Visegrad Group countries, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland and Slovakia, will meet in the coming days to discuss the migrant crisis in Europe, the CTK news agency reports. The Visegrad Four are increasingly concerned about the flow of migrants via the so-called West Balkans route. The Czech Republic has repeatedly called for joint EU action in protecting its outer borders and has offered countries along the Balkans route technical and material assistance to better secure their borders. Slovakia now fears that due to tightened checks along the Austrian border, people smugglers will attempt to transport more refugees across Slovak territory. Finance Minister Andrej Babiš has criticized the European Commission for what he called its slow response to the migrant crisis and expressed the view that the situation now merits an emergency meeting of EU leaders. Mr. Babiš said it was vital to protect the Schengen border-free zone effectively and to start differentiating between refugees and economic migrants in search of a better life. He stressed that it was high time to agree on a systemic solution across the EU and to start implementing it. The Czech Republic is one of the EU states which rejected the idea of migrant quotas, although the government has promised to take in 1,500 refugees in the course of the next 2 years. President Miloš Zeman has said that unless the EU takes more effective steps to secure its borders against the growing influx of migrants, the Czech Republic should take unilateral action in this respect. At a press briefing in Prague, the president said that he expected the migrant wave to escalate due to the continuing turmoil in North Africa and the Middle East, and predicted a tsunami effect since families and relatives would join those who had already been granted asylum in Europe. Mr. Zeman has previously stressed that Europe should not accommodate economic migrants. Mr. Zeman also took a swipe at the academics who signed a petition against xenophobia in the Czech Republic, saying they should take a migrant family into their own home before preaching to the public. Kevin Dahlgren, a 21-year-old US citizen wanted for murder of four of his Czech relatives in Brno, has been extradited to the Czech Republic to face murder charges. According to the Czech Justice Ministry, Dahlgren arrived at Prague's international airport on Monday, and a court will now rule on whether he will be placed in custody. Dahlgren is suspected of stabbing to death four Czech relatives with whom he was staying at the time. He fled the country just hours before the crime was uncovered. This is the first case ever in which a US citizen has been extradited to the Czech Republic. If he's convicted, he could face a life sentence. Czech President Miloš Zeman will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin during his forthcoming visit to China, his spokesman Jiří Ovčáček said on Monday. The talks are to be held following a military parade and a reception the Chinese President Xi Jinping will host for foreign participants attending the celebrations of the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II in the Pacific. He said meetings with Zeman's Chinese counterpart and other politicians are also planned. A group of NGOs have urged Czech politicians not to ignore human rights abuses by authoritarian regimes when traveling to countries where people are threatened with torture, imprisonment, or even deaths over their beliefs. An appeal signed by 30 NGOs sums up the basic principles Czech officials should take into account while on foreign trips to dictatorial countries, including meetings with dissidents and independent journalists, as well as caution in making public statements that can be abused by the local propaganda machine. The appeal was signed by People in Need, Forum 2000, the Czech Helsinki Committee, Prague Pride, and the Organization for Aid to Refugees. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The current heat wave is expected to terminate on Tuesday, with temperatures dropping to 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Alzarova, and that's the end of the news.